Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koja Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, Masha Paku, an experienced health and life coach, looks at wellness tourism and the prospects for Africa. She believes every person should become fascinated with the way they work, and through this, properly understand the ways in which they can nurture, cherish, and accept who they are through self-care and self-love. So welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, Masha. And how is the Seychelles Island doing?
Oh, hi, Kojo. Thank you for allowing me to be on this platform. I'm very grateful for that. Seychelles tourism is doing well. I think that we are trying our best to deal with the situation in a very positive way. Yes. So hopefully we are all hoping for the best.
Okay, good. Nice, nice one. Now, today's conversation obviously is about wellness tourism and with your expertise.
Sure.
Take me through a bit what wellness tourism is about, wellness itself.
For me, like wellness tourism is traveling with a purpose, like of promoting health, well-being through activities but can be either physical, psychological, or spiritual. It's about traveling to learn and practice a lifestyle that can improve our life, basically. You know, like we can travel to be with nature, to be disconnected from our busy life, and find our purpose, find our true self. And I think you will agree as well, like most of us, like especially professionals, business people, we lead like a very hectic and stressful life as we have so many responsibilities. And so often we forget to take care of our well-being, of our health, and not realizing the negative impact that can have on our body and our mind.
Okay, no, that's good.
Yep.
Now, what do you think, or why do you think that there is a need for wellness tourism for someone, a business person, or any individual?
Sure. So, like I just mentioned, the majority of us live a very hectic and stressful life. Like our lifestyle push us towards mental burnout and may cause various health problems, like I said, without us realizing the detriment it can have on our health. Let's talk about this year's situation, COVID-19. I believe that there is a need for wellness tourism now. The time is now. I understand perfectly, but we are very restricted to travel, like to some places. But I feel that this month of lockdown and restricted areas has caused like some negative impact effects on our general, especially mental health. So it's important, I think that we should get away, like just disconnect, like from our social life, from our everyday routines, responsibilities, and just allow ourselves to be free, if that makes sense to you.
No, it makes sense. You know, completely.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at, obviously, wellness in its broad sense, but again, if you look at the thing about spa and you know, people going to the sauna and massage, you know, etc.,
yes.
It is not very common in sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, how do you then are able to convince people, also with cultural differences, in terms of the need and the fact that they should appreciate it? How do you think we can how can we work to let people appreciate
the need for the specific thing on our continent.
But Africa itself, I always believe that it's a brand. It's really like a brand. It's something like out of this world. You know, it's a pity, to be honest with you, but people that doesn't know Africa or never been to Africa, they always associate Africa with only like crimes, AIDS, poverty.
Et cetera, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course, like every
like
every
everywhere
nation,
that we find we have poverty
exactly,
everywhere.
So, 100%, yeah. Definitely. But looking at the bright side of it, I spent about 6 years in South Africa because I was employed with the Seychelles Tourism Board, and I had the opportunity to visit a few countries like Zambia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Kenya, Namibia, and I was impressed by what I experienced. Basically, like, it's vast nature. Like even South Africa itself, there's so much that you can do. Like, whether you want to do retreat, you want to do a safari, it's all about connecting to nature. You see, like, in each, I feel that each of these countries, they are so unique and they have something very valuable to offer to each one of us, depending what we are looking for. So definitely, like, there's huge potential to promote wellness tourism in Africa.
Okay.
Southern Africa, East Africa as well. There's lots and lots. And it's really like very beneficial just to be in nature, like whatever works for you, but to disconnect, detox. I call it detox from your phone, detox from your social media. Do you understand? And just allow yourself to be free and reconnect with yourself, basically.
Now, with your experience of working with the Seychelles Tourism Board, also with mainstream tourism, do you think that tourism destinations or African destinations can begin to look at this area where it's a bit grey on the continent to be able to promote well that part of the tourism activities?
100%, definitely. There's huge potential. And I feel that if each country, like whether Seychelles, whether South Africa, whether Zambia, like their tourism, their respective tourism authorities market it well, there's huge potential.
Okay.
You see, like Europe, it's different. Each country is very different, but there is potential.
Okay, there's often the conversation about life coaches and the things all in wellness. Give us a sense of life coaching and wellness itself, because there's quite a difference. Last I heard you speak, one of your interviews, you quite mentioned it. Can you take us through that?
Yes. Firstly, I think it's very important to understand that life coach or wellness coach, like our job, our services is very different compared to a psychologist, counselors, mentors, or psychiatrists, basically. Like, for instance, like psychologists, they work to help people to resolve traumas or past behaviors. Whereas a life coach, like in my case, I am a life coach, as you know, so like I am more action oriented. I focus on the present and the future. I help my clients to find their purpose, their passion, whatever they want to achieve. Like, for instance, like we working, like, but it doesn't mean that this is the job that we want to, and because we working because we have to support our families, we have our responsibilities, but at the same time it doesn't stop us from pursuing our passion, pursuing what you love. So I try with my clients to help them to find the right balance, whether between the business or the career and the personal life, plus taking care of their well-being, their self-love, the self-care, without losing themselves in the process. So it's all about a holistic approach. And I personally believe that it's not only how you look physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, everything has to be aligned. Then you can be in the right place. Of course, like challenges will come, like that's part of life, as you know. But when you are aligned, you can better deal with whatever like face the challenges you face. Like just for instance, like COVID-19, everybody is in the same boat, including me, including you, everybody that you know. Everybody, we are going through different struggles because of the uncertainty. But I believe that it can be an opportunity for each one of us to rediscover ourselves, to be more appreciative towards one another, to be grateful, discover our purpose, our values. And I'll share something with you. It's because during the COVID-19 that I have decided to take my coaching on the next level, to reach out to other people out there to help them.
No, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I mean, you wanted to narrate something to me.
Mm-hmm. So, so this is what my job is. Like, I help people to identify their goals. And like, I always use that word, we need to have a game plan. We need to have a vision. We need to know where we are going. And once we know the vision, now we have a game plan. I teach my clients techniques and tools on how to achieve what they want, whether they want to lose weight, whether they want to become better in their career or to set up a new business. So we work together because I believe that every person has the potential. And the title of my program is Shine Your Inner Light. I believe that all of us, we have an inner light. And we just need this motivation, somebody to inspire us to achieve that, to make that light shine.
Excellent.
If that makes sense to you, yeah.
Of course it makes sense. I mean, it makes absolute sense. Now, you have quite an interesting career path. Beginning, I don't know whether you began from the Seychelles Tourism Board, but now transiting into life coaching and all of that. Tell us more about yourself and then what you're doing and then your business and the spa.
Sure. So like you just mentioned, like, yes, I used to work for the Seychelles Tourism Board for 10 years. And I was attached in South Africa for 6 years. I had the privilege to be attached with the UK office for 1 year and with the Paris office. So My mandate was to promote and market Seychelles in the respective countries, and after coming back to Seychelles, my husband, he's from South Africa, so we opened the very first coffee shop in the Seychelles, and it's Chatterbox. You are welcome to go on Facebook or Instagram to have a look of what we offer. And we are established. We're going in our fourth year, and I'm very proud to say that Chatterbox is a very well known coffee shop, both in Seychelles and on the international market. It's well known in South Africa as well, in UAE, in Europe, apart from Chatterbox. Like, I have always been a health and fitness fanatic. Like, I love to look after myself, my well-being. It's one of my highest value. So this is why I decided to embark on this life coach and health coach journey, basically, because I want to empower other women, other people that it is possible to achieve whatever you want without losing yourself. And that's what I do. And I really love it, basically. And regarding my spa, as you mentioned. I'm opening my spa in South Africa. And we have a new project now in South Africa, very close to Sandton area, and we call it the Car Cave. So what we did, it's like we bring Chatterbox Essentials, my coaching and the service that I offer, and everything under one roof. So next time you are in Johannesburg, please do go and have a visit, and I will send you more details about the service that the Car Cave offers. And it's a place for events, corporate events, offsite events, basically.
Okay. No, that's very exciting what you're doing. Now, if I may ask you that, to tell us mm-hmm. some of the things, the quite basic things that one ought to look out for if he or she needs to undertake that soul searching, you know, to ensure that he's keeping his or her body well. What are you going to say?
I think the first thing that I will tell somebody is to love and to accept themselves the way we are. You know, like, this is very important, and this is self-love. So by accepting ourselves, because all of us, we are imperfect. We are imperfect. And this is something about if we accept ourselves and we believe in ourselves. And I guess that... yes, we need to surround ourselves with positive people, like, you understand what I mean. But if you manage to get that well, you can achieve anything that you want, basically. Whether it's your health, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your finances, whatever it is that you want to work, but it needs to start with you. It needs to start with you. That's it. Like, us as human being, we have to value ourselves first. Like they say, like, you have to love yourself first before loving the other person.
How so finally, as we mm-hmm. no, that's fine. But as we wrap up, mm-hmm. what are your vision for Fascination? I think I'm trying to get it right. for your company, in terms of not Seychelles, but Africa and all of that. What is the vision? What do you plan?
Like, for me, like, I dedicate my time to coaching. Like I said to you, I offer professional business women, especially, who are looking to improve their lives, you know, to grow, and help them to find the right balance, help them to succeed in whatever they want to do without losing themselves in the process. So for me, definitely, I would like to take my coaching to the next level in Africa, like to be more like connected, to reach like to a platform. And obviously, like, I do, like, even though I'm no longer work for the Seychelles Tourism Board, but I do have the passion for tourism itself, especially wellness. So if I give the opportunity to work with like Africa Tourism, like any other tourism partners in Africa, definitely, like, I would like to pursue that. You know, I'm not saying like to be employed, but to contribute.
No, of course, whatever,
whether it's a speaker, whatever.
Because our continent, you need to bring the things to Africa.
That's it. Yeah, because I personally believe that it's important to work together and to have a very good synergy. You know, everybody is different, but if we all bring the synergy, I think we can go very far with wellness tourism in Africa, definitely. Because nowadays, like, even if you go in the statistics of WHO, there's so many people suffering from mental health, emotional health. You know, there's so much pressure, especially in this young generation. So we need to, it's important to educate people to find this balance, like to have regular breaks, you know, without losing yourself. I know there's the pressure, there's the demands, there's the responsibilities, but it's important to look after ourselves. And I personally feel that when we take regular breaks, we can become more productive and more successful. Like we are not drowned in the stress, in this hectic lifestyle, basically. So that's what I would like to contribute, basically, if I get the opportunity to.
Okay, thank you, Marsha Paku. Thank you, Marsha, for your time. It's been insightful, you know, helping us understand wellness tourism. And we will hope to bring you back again on our show. And yeah, thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you, Bojo. Bye.